Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Just like every other Tuesday, today we're going to dig into the topic of sales. We're going to talk all things communication, sales, money mindset, how your brain should approach the sales game, and some other cool actions for you to take consistently that will move the sales needle. Appreciate you guys being here. Give us a review. Share this episode with another contractor that you know could use it. And without further ado, let's talk about sales. Fighters, I want to invite you to up your sales game. Head to Facebook and type in Contractor Sales Pros and join the conversation of what's going on over there. Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. So jump in and be part of the conversation today.
Welcome to the Contractor Fight Sales Podcast. This is Derek Johnson. I am a sales trainer and coach over in the Battleground program. I'm doing a solo cast today, and I want to share with you guys what I experienced at a trade event that I just got back from that I've been going to since 2013. So that's quite a few years for me to start that, and looking forward to attending another trade event here in another week or so, which is the Mile High Profit Summit. This is what I've noticed and what I want to share with you guys. So I started my business back in 1996. I repeated the same year for 19 years until I found the Contractor Sales Academy with Steve and Tom Reber, and we joined forces and started teaching and training and coaching lots of other contractors. Well, through that process, here's what I've learned. And this is what I saw just this week with other contractors that have been in business for many, many, many years. And then also a lot of new contractors that had just came into the trade. It was actually pretty impressive seeing all these young men and women starting out their future and starting out on the right foot by going to the right event. Here's the thing, though. I sat down with men that I've known for many, many years, definitely since 2013 when I went there for the first time. And there's a lot of them that are still doing the same thing. They're repeating the same year over and over and over, and they just can't get out of their way. So if you're hearing my voice, that is what this is about. What you have to do, you have to get around people that you trust. You have to get around other contractors that are going in the direction that you want to go in. One of many secrets to success is finding someone doing something that you want to do and copy them. You just have to make sure that they're doing well. You have to make sure that they're making things happen. You have to make sure that they have money in their bank, because that's really the measuring stick at the end of the day. Or they work, their family is fine, their health is fine, and they get to take off as much as they want. So you really have to weigh that out. Is it time or is it money? Well, I just heard the other day, you don't have any problems if money can make it go away. So that's why I say money is the measuring stick. So as I'm sitting there and I'm speaking with other contractors, I'm seeing light bulbs turn on for these young guys and women that are coming here, and they're taking all this information, and they see it right in front of them, and I see them taking notes, and I'm so impressed. But here's what happens. Probably less than 20% of those go back home. They fall back into the same rut, the same processes, the same procedures that they've been doing that have not been successful. You have to implement these things when you go to these events. You have to implement these things that you're learning when you see someone that's doing something that you want to do and you're copying them. You literally have to copy them. You have to put in the effort. You have to do the Mel Robbins. You have to count back 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 so that you can shut your brain off and make a quick decision and not talk yourself out of it. You have to put these processes in place, and you have to put it on your calendar, and you have to commit to it. You have to have self-accountability. You can't expect someone to rescue you. You can't get around these things and just expect it to happen by osmosis. You have to take that information, that amazing information that others that are way more successful than you, and they're doing those things. You have to take that information and you have to do it. You have to get completely uncomfortable. And I mean really uncomfortable, not just kind of, well, yeah, I can do this. This is not too bad. No, you have to be extremely uncomfortable. That's when you know things are changing. And you have to do it over and over and over and over and over and over again. You cannot quit. You have to get up. Don't even bother dusting yourself off. Just get up when you fail and you do it again. This is what I see so often. I think I'm a little different because I did repeat that same year 19 years in a row because I thought I had it figured out because I got around a few contractors early on back in 1996 that looked like they were successful. How did I measure that? Because of their really, really nice pickup trucks, because of their really nice trailers, because I would see them not necessarily working all the time, or I would see others that are working 7 days a week. So I thought I had to replicate that. But what was happening? I was actually stealing from my family at that point because I was never home. And in essence, I was lying to them because I was running out and seeing homeowners that were never going to hire me in the first place. I was wasting so much time. But when I got around the right people and I saw what they were doing and they shared their bank accounts with me and I could see that their families were taken care of, I could see that they were home by 5:30 every day. They didn't work on weekends. They were taking trips. I could see that success, and that's what I wanted. So I just started implementing it. Oblivious. I was oblivious to a lot of that stuff, and I would just do it. But all of a sudden, my bank account started growing because I was implementing these things, and it became really, really exciting. And was it uncomfortable? Sure. There was a lot of things that I didn't like to do. But what I found is when you do the thing that you don't want to do, when you don't want to do it, that's when the needle moves forward. You have to get uncomfortable. You have to do these things. You have to manage your calendar. Put it on your calendar. Not just, I'm going to go to work today. Be really specific. I'm going to do this task from 8 a.m. to 8:30. I'm going to go see Mrs. Jones from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I'm going to make these phone calls from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. I'm going to go do these site walkthroughs from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. You have to be very specific on your calendar when you do these things. This is the implementation process. You take all this knowledge that you get from these trade shows. You take all this knowledge that you get from other individuals, but you have to organize it. You have to implement it. You have to say no more than you say yes. When I say you have to say no more, it's when people try to take you out of your flow state. You have to say no. Or, as Marcus Sheridan says, you can say yes and. Yes, and I will make sure that's taken care of on next Tuesday. Not, yes, I will do that right now. You have to have laser focus. You have to follow your own procedure. You create it and you follow it. And this stuff will work. But you have to get around the right people because you become the five people that you hang out with the most. You've heard this so many times. Get around the right people. Do what they're doing. Learn how to communicate. If it costs you a dollar, charge $2. Learn how to take care of other people. Those are three things that will make the biggest difference in your career and in your personal life. Learning how to communicate is so huge. Don't think because you talk a bunch that you know how to communicate. That just means you know how to talk a bunch. Learn how to listen. Be a stellar listener so that you can understand what your family needs and what other people need and what customers need. And then when they share that information with you, have your numbers on point so that you can share actual realistic numbers with them. And then have your communication on point on when you're going to show up. Be realistic. Have these processes and procedures put in place. Do the damn thing. Quit consuming and start implementing. If you're hearing my voice, this means you've probably heard many, many things from me and other coaches in the contractor fight. You have to do the things. Stop making excuses. If it's important to you, you will find a way. If it's not, you will find an excuse. As I returned from this event, I took back two nuggets and I implemented one of them immediately when I heard it. And the other one is I had to come back and put a process around it. I already started on that today. I've already shared that with my team and it is already moving forward. And that can be any process for you. You can't just consume the stuff. You can watch all these videos on TV on how to work out, and you can actually fool yourself and think you're working out. But until you lift the weights, until you do the cardio, you are not working out. You are not changing. You have to change. You have to become a different person. You have to become the person that you want to be. Don't keep doing the same things if you're not getting the results you want. Keep doing the same things when you're actually getting the results you want. This is so cliche. It's just that simple. Now, I was around a lot of other contractors that joined this group back in 2015, 2016, and a few even after that. And they are crazy successful. Another gentleman came up at the group. We were hanging out at the bar, having a good time. And he wanted to introduce us to a couple of new guys. And you know what he did? He said, hey, this guy right here, he's a millionaire. This guy right here, he's a millionaire. This guy over here, he's a millionaire too. You see that husband and wife team over there? They're millionaires as well. How crazy is that? He was introducing us as millionaires. Why? Because we've taken the things that are being taught in this group and we just put them into play. It's really that simple. Stop consuming. Start implementing the things that you're learning. Get it done, guys. Don't mess around. Thank you for hanging out on the Contractor Fight Sales Podcast with me. I just wanted to share that information with you because I just came back from that event and I'm stoked. And I know there's so many other people that are stoked, but they just don't do the thing. Do it. Get it done. It'll make a difference. All right. I'm Derek Johnson, Contractor Fight. I'm out.